You are now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for the best and latest of Chinese and Korean pop music, as well as indie music, Asian entertainment news, and special features of talented Canadian artists. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages. Welcome to another show for Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for some of the best and latest in Asian music and entertainment news. For CITR 101.9 FM, I'm your host, Steve Zhang, live in the city of Vancouver from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. Thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. Yet another week has gone by, and that means it's time for me to make the use of this 1 hour that we have, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., to make your day just a little bit better in the best way that I know how, and that's with Asian music. Now, for the first track of the day, it's a very special song. We all love late-night talk shows, from the Kimmels to the Fallons to the Craig Fergusons, and especially Conan O'Brien. Now, anybody who's seen Conan knows that he's an absolute comedic genius. There's no debate about that. And if you've ever seen his remotes, where it's just him, his camera, and he's out there doing funny stuff, they're hilarious. If you haven't seen him, go check him out. So here's a little fun fact. The word is that he's a huge Walking Dead fan. Now, Steven Yeun, who plays Glenn on the show, has appeared several times on Conan, more than any other member of the cast, I feel. And a few months ago, Conan went to South Korea, where he met up with Steven to do a remote, one very big remote. For over the course of a few days in South Korea, he was greeted at Incheon Airport by 2,000 screaming fans, and he visited the famous Nolyangjin Fish Market, which is a very iconic farmer's fish market in Seoul. He learned some of the Korean language, he learned Taekwondo, and he even cameoed in a Korean soap opera. All lots of funny stuff. Now, towards the end of his trip, he actually paid a visit to JYP Entertainment. Him and Steven, they met up with Park Jin-young, a.k.a. J.Y. Park. J.Y. Park, the Asian soul, who is the CEO and founder of JYP Entertainment and a K-pop music superstar in his own right. JYP produced a track, and Conan and Steven sang on it. That track, that's the first track today. It's called Fire, and it's all about partying. You're on fire, you're having so much fun, and you just can't seem to control yourself. You're letting all the restraint go, because once you hear the music, you know it's party time. You'll hear Conan and Steven on the chorus doing a bit of an attempt at falsetto. The song also features Park Ji-min, one half of singing duo 15, and you can hear her doing some backing vocals on this track. First up on Asian Wave 101, J.Y. Park featuring Conan O'Brien, Steven Yeun, and Park Ji-min, Fire.
I really need to have some fun tonight. How do you say, where's the party in Korean? Oh, you just say, 놀때 없니? Okay, I got it. Hey, ladies, 놀때 없니? I'm on fire, 누가 좀 날 날려라. 나 미칠 것 같아, 지금 몸이 달아올라. 리듬을 맡아, 몸이 불타올라. 이러다 지붕까지 다 태울 것 같아. Help me! 음악만 나오면 왜 이러는지 몰라. I'm gonna go.
J.Y. Park with Conan O'Brien, Stephen Yeun, and Park Ji-min of 15 and Fire. Now that song is less than 3 months old, and it has already reached legendary status, at least in my books. Go and watch the music video, and you can see the lengths that Conan went to just for the sake of being funny, just for the sake of the joke. He did the whole K-pop makeup thing. He wore ridiculous clothing. And in the video, you can actually see cameos from the Wonder Girls and girl group Twice. If you're wondering, Nordae Omni? It's right here on Asian Wave 101. Now, moving on to the next track from Taiwan, Della Wu, otherwise known as Ding Dong, one of the Mandarin music scene's premier ballad singers, recently releasing a new album called Dang Wo De Peng You, or Be My Friend. And listening to this album, it was as if my prayers were answered. I said last week that there are many talented singers in the Chinese music industry who are capable of singing many genres of music, jazz, R&B, soulful stuff, rock. And to me, it was a shame that producers only give them ballads to sing. Now, this album has far more diverse styles and sounds, and the song that I have for you today is called Xiang Lian Yi Ge Ai, which is Mandarin for Want to Love a Love. And this is in a more pop rock sort of style, and it's describing really just wanting a simple love, dating because it's right. A guy she can be silly with and have all this fun and just do it all naturally, not dating for the sake of dating, if that makes any sense. This song was actually made in collaboration with Thai rock band Slot Machine. Della Wu, Want to Love a Love, coming up next. Delawu with Want to Love a Love. I said before that she should sing more rock music, like what we just heard, and she finally did it. Now, ballads are nice, and I think we can agree on that, especially when they're done right, but sometimes when you're listening to that sort of mournful music, it just becomes a little bit too much. You don't always want to hear sad stuff. You want to hear about stuff that kind of makes you smile, that gets you a little bit up, that keeps your mood up through the day. Am I right? So, moving on to the next track, again from Taiwan, indie rock band Mayday, Wu Yue Tian, with a new track, 如果我们不曾相遇, which translates to What If We Never Met. And this song is reflecting on a past relationship, asking the question, what would we be like if we never met? That meeting, that crossing of the two paths, it really changed the stories of our lives. It changed who they are as people, referring to the two people who are involved in this story. And it's really at that moment that they took a leap of faith. They don't know what will happen and how things will end up. Will it end at all or will it go on forever? And even though now it's over, they can look back on it with no regrets. There's actually a line in the song that says, if we never met, this song would not exist. It has a very strong sound to really evoke that feeling of having no regrets and being grateful for the different experiences. The song will be on their upcoming 9th album, their 5th release under Bien Music, which is the label that they founded. The lyrics and the song were composed by A Xin, the lead vocalist of Mayday. Mayday, What If We Never Met, coming up next on Asian Wave 101.
消失，不存在这首歌曲。
Powerful motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could.
Did you know CITR has an accessibility collective? Our new collective serves to explore issues of inclusion, equity, and accessibility for people with physical and cognitive disabilities, on campus and beyond. If you love making radio, listening to radio, or want to get involved for the first time, come join our collective. We include people of all abilities, experience levels, and backgrounds in the production and programming of our show. Tune in to our weekly show, All Access Pass, from 5 to 6 p.m. on Thursdays for interviews, music, news, events, and awesome dialogues. If you want to get involved, email accessibilitycollective@citr.ca. If only I could dream we could start again.
Hey, eating sustainably is important, but not always affordable. Luckily, Sprouts has not one, but two on-campus cafes that serve organic, earth-friendly, locally produced meals at prices that don't make you want to cry. Stop by Sprouts Cafe in the basement of the Old Sub or Seedlings Cafe on the top floor of the Graduate Building above Kerner's Pub. If you want more information about our cafes, initiatives, or are interested in volunteering, visit our website, ubcsprouts.ca, like our page on Facebook, or give us a sneaky follow on Instagram at SproutsUBC.
We're back on Asian Wave 101 live in the city of Vancouver from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm Steve Zhang. Thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. Right before the break, we heard Taiwanese rock band Mayday with a track from their upcoming 9th studio album, What If We Never Met? I feel like that's something people in love wonder a lot. It's interesting to think how many different paths your life can take. What if you had made this choice differently? What if you had done this a little bit differently? Food for thought, I think. Up next, the Wonder Girls from South Korea, finally back after a year, bringing a little flavor from the islands. A reggae track, Why So Lonely? Really just talking about desperation and a loveless relationship that even though they're together with this guy, they don't feel like a couple. She wants love and he won't give it. Really, the question is, why am I lonely even in a relationship? Now, reggae isn't actually very prominent in South Korea. Hip-hop is getting bigger, and it has been for the past few years. R&B has kind of faded to the underground scenes, really mostly the domain of indie singer-songwriters. Reggae had its moments in Korean music, but it never really caught on. There are artists who perform the genre. Skull, who is a singer-songwriter, he is recognized as really being the first to do it, but it really stops about there. The first one and almost the only one. There's also Haha, who is actually an ex-idol, but these days he's mostly a comedian, a variety show guy, and probably more known for being on Running Man than actually doing music. There's also, of course, we can't neglect to mention producer Primary. He had a track last year with AOA's Choa and rapper Iron last year. That was a tremendous reggae effort. But again, this genre just never got as big as hip-hop. So I'm glad that the Wonder Girls are giving it some exposure. And since the membership change last year, they've really taken a new direction in sound. They've become a lot more adventurous with their music. They actually actively participated in the creation of this song. They helped write the lyrics and compose the track. And even their rapper sings on this song. Now, if you listen to the song, the second person to sing, that's Yubin, the rapper. And she's got a good voice. So let's check it out. Wonder Girls with Why So Lonely. And after that, Vancouver-based hip-hop duo Gentleman's Vibe with Coachella Girl. Content warning on the GMV song, the Gentleman's Vibe song. Some swearing and suggestive language is used. Listener discretion is advised. But first up, Why So Lonely by the Wonder Girls.
Singing high notes like she sung quiet. She a bad bitch, she a bad bitch with lips like Topanga. On my 90 shit, like what's up, I'm Gordo. No porno, I'm just trying to bone Miranda. Got tattoos, she got piercings, yo, that's worth a chance. Hold up, man, she twerk, put in work, and she rock them curves like she won first place at World of Dance. I'm trying to vibe out with you. Call your bitches up and come through. It's y'all down to vibe with my crew. Let's ride out, vibe out, cause
whoa, Coachella girl. You alone, darling, tell me you ain't taken. The way you strut is a statement. Down the street is my hotel. Hope to see you there naked.
Got me like, na, 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 whoa. Got me like, na, na, whoa. Can't turn back. We ain't trying to go home tonight. Like, what you feeling? Sugar, sugar, tell me how you get so fly. Can't turn back. We ain't trying to go home tonight. Like what you feel, sugar, sugar, tell me how you get so fly.
Whoa, Coachella girl, I don't even know.
I don't even know
how I met you this weekend, but can I get you alone?
I get you,
darling, tell me you ain't taking. The way you strut is a statement. Down the street is my hotel. Hope to see you there naked.
I'm like,
is my hotel. Hope to see you there naked. Have me like.
That was the Wonder Girls with Why So Lonely, and after that was Gentleman's Vibe, Coachella Girl. We'll be hearing more from Canadian artists in just a bit, but if you do want to get a taste for the local hip-hop scene, do check out more of Gentleman's Vibe. You can find them on all their social media, original tracks, remix tracks, all of that. Give it a listen. Now it is once again that time of the week where we check out just some of the latest news to come out of the Asian entertainment world. It's Asian Entertainment News. Now, for this one, this week, I only actually have the one song, and in all honesty, it's a doozy. So, just to lay it out really quickly, recently there's been news of the K-pop fandom XOL, which is the fan group of boy band EXO, essentially cyberbullying young celebrities. On an episode of the variety program Happy Together, members of EXO were guests along with a few child actresses. 17-year-old actress So Shin-e was asked by host Yoo Jae-suk who her favorite singer is. She responded that she likes EXO, who were in attendance, but brother-sister duo Akdong Musician was more her taste. Fans of EXO responded with malicious comments, driving her off of social media, leading her to close off her Instagram account. 13-year-old actress Lee Hwan-hee was asked the same question. She replied that she also likes EXO but prefers BTS more. Comments containing language that I won't repeat flooded her social media. So, on this contentious issue, I had to bring in a second voice to offer their take on the situation. So, why don't you say hello to everybody?
Hi. What's up? I'm Rachel.
Welcome back to Asian Wave 101. This is your second time on the show, correct?
Yep.
So, first off, just how have you been? Have you been enjoying the summer?
I've been well. I've been indoors while the sun is shining, so that's always a good sign. But I've been well. I'm just hanging out at the radio station today, finishing my show demo, hanging out with Steve on Asian Wave 101, which is always a fun time.
Yeah. So, initially, when you heard this story, what was the thought that was going through your head?
You know what? It actually reminded me a lot of what happened maybe a couple years ago with Justin Bieber to bring in some non-Asian artists. And there was, I don't know if you remember that hashtag cut for Bieber. Do you remember that?
Oh my. Yes, I actually do.
Yeah. Right. So it's sort of a little bit of a tangent, but why I brought that up is because hearing this story, it reminds me how much fandoms can get very involved with artists and the extremes that they're willing to go to. And I find it very interesting that you tell me about this sort of cyberbullying that's happening. Yeah, and I kind of wonder what the fans' motives were. Was it from like a place of, oh, we want to protect our favorite artists and we want to keep their name like in this sort of this good name and you don't want anybody to not like their favorite artist? Or is it a matter of just, you know, having that, not mob mentality, but sort of having that sense of togetherness, whether that be being mean to some child or you know, relishing over a newly released album, you know?
Yeah, I know what you're coming from. And to be honest, this is not the first time this has happened in Korean music.
Okay.
This is not the first time this has happened in Korean music. And for sure, this is not going to be the last. Because fans in Korea, as you mentioned, you can kind of see the crossover here as well. But fandoms in general, but especially in Korea, I'm just going to say that for now. The fans, they just have so much love and it shows. And that can be a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But when it starts getting out of control, like what we're seeing with this incident,
mm-hmm.
then it can do very serious harm. As we've mentioned, they've driven a 17-year-old girl off of social media because she just couldn't handle it. And honestly, from the comments that I've seen, you can kind of guess what
glean.
Glean what I'm trying to get at here. But
right.
Really, honestly, no 17-year-old should be dealing with stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that's a time to be happy. You're not even out of high school yet. You know, enjoy life, right?
Do kid things.
Yeah, and it's also, and you know, she's a child actress too. So,
right.
You know, like constantly being scrutinized, I guess, can also add to that pressure.
Right.
And, you know, I'll say this now. This is my opinion that, you know, these young girls, these child actresses, they're just that. They're children. Like, how can you mm-hmm. actually say that sort of stuff to children? You know, like, what do you think is...
Yeah, I think that, you know, you're really right about the fact that these people are children, even despite the fact that they kind of have their rise to fame at a really young age. But I think there's something about just celebrity culture in general, not just in Asian music or in South Korea specifically in this case, that once someone becomes a celebrity, they kind of become like non-human in some ways. People don't see them the same and they treat them different, even though they're humans too, but they kind of look at them differently and they're put under a different light. And I feel like
put on a pedestal, right?
Yeah. And sometimes I think that people treat them in such a way that it's like, oh, everything will just sort of deflect off of them because of their fame and because of their material wealth and all that surrounds them. And it sort of like creates a shield, this so-called shield that people think exists. But realistically, at the end of the day, they're just like you and I, right? And I feel like that might be why people treat them differently. But realistically, they're just like, you know, you and me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they didn't even insult the group, though. I mean, they say, I mean, their exact words really were that, oh, I like them. It's just that these other singers just happen to be more my style.
Yeah.
You know?
But I guess that can be read and misconstrued.
Yeah. Well, honestly, well, that's, to me at least, that's a problem. Because, because you know, at the end of the day, fans, you're just that. You're fans.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You don't need to be the white knight for these groups. You don't need to be the bodyguard, I guess, if I can say that. Like, it's not your fight, so you don't need to be out there protecting their reputation.
Right.
And I think there is a certain aspect of that you actually brought up, that being a celebrity, you do kind of have to develop a bit of a thick skin.
Mm.
You have to understand that, you know, certain words, certain things that people may say, that's just going to come with the territory.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, I still don't think it's okay.
Yeah, because exactly. I was just about to say the same.
Yeah, because, you know, again, it's a 17-year-old who has now been driven off of social media, and there's a 13-year-old who has to continually deal with all these things flooding her Twitter and all her social media sites. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I don't know. Like, yeah, it's a problem. Anything, and I've noticed that before, anything that's not 100% positive that's said about a group is seen as, somehow it's seen as a slight or an insult. That needs to change, and I think it can't happen soon enough.
Yeah, and, you know, just talking about change, I wonder, you're probably more of an expert on this than I am, I wonder what the responses of the actual artists or the groups are, because I feel like if there's anyone who can get a message across to the fans, it's the actual artists themselves. And I wonder what they would have to say about situations like this.
Yeah, I have been looking for it. Doesn't seem to be a whole lot yet, but I will keep my eyes on the scene.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. There will be more for this. Again, for Soshine and Ihwan Hee, you know, don't worry about it too much. It'll be it definitely sucks, and I would hate to be in your position, but stay strong. After a while, it will end, and you'll find yourselves, it will get better. I say that. I'm really trying to
yeah,
but
yeah. I feel the positivity there. It's good.
Yeah. But, you know, at this point, I really don't think, personally for myself, at least, there's not a whole lot I can say that will make the situation better. This is an interesting, it's a doozy.
It's a doozy. Being nice is cool, y'all. Do that.
Yeah. Let's just all try to be a little more positive about our interactions online or offline. It will just, you'll find yourselves being a lot happier for that as well. And I say that especially to the fans who are doing stuff like this. But yeah, that will do it for this week's Asian Entertainment News. Thanks so much for joining me, Rachel.
You're welcome.
And we will talk more about news and headlines and possibly an update next time. But for now, we got to take another quick break. And when we come back, we got more music on Asian Wave 101. Stay tuned.
On Friday, July 29th, the Davie Street Party, presented by Fido and Microsoft, will take place along Davie Street between Burrard and Jervis from 6 p.m. through midnight. This year, the beer garden is exploding, with the party spilling out from the community stage at Davie Street's historic rainbow crosswalk at Beale Street. Pound the pavement to some of the city's hottest talent and witness the annual Wimple Inn ceremony of the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. The event is free and open to all ages. However, those 19 and older who wish to purchase alcohol at the event must grab a wristband for $5. More information is available at vancouverpride.ca.
Tune in every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. for A Little Bit of Soul with your host, Jade Park. A Little Bit of Soul plays primarily old recordings of jazz, swing, big band, blues, oldies, and Motown.
Back live on Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for some of the best and latest in Asian music and entertainment news. I'm Steve Zhang in Vancouver from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. Now, coming up next from Hong Kong, Khalil Fong, R&B singer-songwriter extraordinaire, another new single, Wu So Wei, which translates to Doesn't Matter, and it features Chinese songstress Jane Zhang Zhang Liangying. It's a very touching, very sweet song, basically singing about how as long as he has her, it doesn't matter what problems he may have, what difficulties he may be facing, any and all misery is chased away by her. It's a very simple message, really. And this was released as part of Khalil's plan to put out a single every single month until September when he releases his new full-length album. And I cannot stress how excited I am about that. This is the return of the Khalil style. It's very minimalist, but it's very soulful, and it really carries that classic R&B sound. Jane and Khalil harmonize during this track, and the voices, their voices, just blend perfectly. That's coming up next, the one and only Khalil Fong featuring Jane Zhang, Doesn't Matter.
多少话也说不出，多少字都不能形容你在我心中的地位。到底是什么一回事？你把所有的沉默赶走，是你救了我很感激。如果不是你，现在的日子怎么过？ 打算陪你和你过这一辈子，因为你我所有的问题，无所谓，无所谓，无所谓，无所谓，真的无所谓，无所谓，无所谓，无所谓，无所谓，无所谓。
因为我真的无所谓，无所谓，无所谓，无所谓，无所谓。有时想也想不通，为什么你会爱上我不介意，我都确定你一点不放在眼里。 所有的冷漠演化成爱情的暖和，改变了气候的预测。现在只有好过的天，打算陪着跟着过这一杯。有了你，我所有的问题。
无所谓，无所谓，无所谓，无所谓，无所谓，无所谓，无所谓，无所谓，无所谓，无所谓，因为我。
真的无所谓，
无所谓。
啊啦啦，这肯定是一种缘分，但愿这一段感情一直那么深，永远做我的爱人。别再担心你我的未来，现在就让我诠释最美的决定，命运注定我们这一切。感谢你出现在我的世界，把坏事毁灭。
无所谓，无所谓，无所谓，
因为我真的无所谓。
无所谓，无所谓，
那那那。
Khalil Fong featuring the very lovely and talented Jane Jung, doesn't matter. They both really shine on R&B tracks. I cannot tell you, once again, I cannot tell you how excited I am for his new album. It's going to be released in September, and it's been 2 full years since his last full release, really. So that's something to look forward to. Next up, throwing this back to South Korea, Subin of Dal Shabet, girl group singer. She recently released some solo works, and solo works that are not OST tracks for dramas. They're her own singles, her own songs, two original songs. She actually released them in May, and then this month she re-released that single, those two tracks, and packaged them with three completely new tracks onto an EP, and they're all completely self-written and composed. The EP is titled Our Love, and listening to this entire album, it's just 5 tracks, but listening to the entire album, it really surprised me, not just how consistent and solid the musicality of it was, but also how unconventional the entire release is. It dove into realms outside of the usual Dal Shabet fare, of the usual sounds that you hear from K-pop. I've been hearing a lot of chatter about her songs, so then I gave them a listen, and it was really a tremendous effort. It was a great release. So I have the track called Nothing from that EP with me today, and it's very non-K-pop. It's almost indie pop, and it utilizes this chant that gives the song its rhythm. It has great use of just simple drum beats and piano. And she's singing of a lost love, feeling like a shell, like nothing. But it isn't nothing. The fact that this relationship ended, that actually means something for her. It's not nothing for her. The lyrics actually are very abstract, so you'll have to give it a listen for yourself. Subin, Nothing, coming up next on Asian Wave 101.
잠 못 드는 이 순간이 아무것도 것도 아니니까 내 비밀 이야기 낯선 그 사람과 내 이야긴 하지 말아줘 너에겐 아무것도 아니었을 테니 하공에 네 얼굴만 그려도 눈이 아려들 수 없을 정도 잠 못 드는 이 순간이 아무것도 아니니까 I will not say I will not say I will not say I will not sing I will not sing about you I will not sing about you I will not sing about you I will not sing about you
That was Subin of Tal Shabet with Nothing from her EP Our Love. She really broke out of that girl group member stereotype, singing songs written for her, composed for her by other people. Her EP is a definite must listen. Go and check it out. Seriously, her voice, the composition, everything about it is just, it just works. Everything about it is just so right, I guess. Definitely give it a spin. It comes with the Steve stamp of approval, if that means anything to you. Up next, one more track from a fellow Canadian, Toronto-based hip-hop artist, Jay Rise. It's a track from 2013 called Me and My People from his Make It Happen EP, celebrating crew love, spreading the message of surrounding yourself with people, people that build you up and inspire you. So content warning, some language on this song may not be appropriate for some listeners. Listener discretion is advised. Jay Rise, Me and My People, coming up next.
Yeah. You wanna do something, you gotta do it yourself and make it happen. Makers. Let me tell y'all what Makers is. We ain't a group, but we better than these rap crews. Ain't it a bitch? We killing y'all, no threatening. We repping with all the people that make it happen. Pay dues, no ignorance, we all equal. Respect the things that made you. I'm all in, no half-ass, cause I'm trying to be more excellent. That girl there, she a badass. She over here, she representing no fake friends. But sometimes it's hard to tell who's genuine. Y'all fraudulent, trying to take me down and take my money, embezzling. Been on my grizzly, put on for the city. Give me the loot like it was no biggie. I'm getting jiggy, the music's what I live, rapping the Makers. I move it with a click. When I spit it, I'm too sick with the shit. Motherfucker, I do up with the hit, dropping it like it's hot stew. Know what it is.
I dedicate this for my people, surrounded by the greatest. For everything we've been through, and we know we gon' make it. The suckers gon' hate it, they gon' have to face it. We rising to the top, and we know we gon' make it. Me and my people, we don't worry about the other shit. Me and my people, we don't worry about the other shit. Me and my people, we don't worry about the other shit. Surrounded by the greatest, and we moving like a covenant.
killing this shit, rest in peace to the beat. We all gotta hustle and eat on the streets. There used to be moments when I'm feeling bleak, but now I'm just winning, increasing the streak. Changing the flow up and learning techniques and working the sound. I keep it unique, no need to critique it and ask you to speak. Now close to my peak and I'm making some tweaks, yeah, I'm making some changes, plaque influence me, You wanna be famous, stop the foolery. I was intrigued, hip-hop and jewelry. As you can see what hip-hop would do to me. Living my life, it all just drew to me. Picked up the mic and murdered the music scene. Ranks, I'm trying to be above the list. That came up for those days when Jim battling on 106. Thanks to all the fuck haters that doubted me. And look, mom, in Europe, I hope y'all are proud of me. I dedicate this for my people, surrounded by the greatest. For everything we've been through and we know we gon' make it. The suckers gon' hate it, they gon' have to face it. We rising to the top and we know we gon' make it. Me and my people, we don't worry about the other shit. Me and my people, we don't worry about the other shit. Me and my people, we don't worry about the other shit. Surrounded by the greatest and we moving like a covenant. I dedicate this for my people, surrounded by the greatest. For everything we've been through and we know we gon' make it. The suckers gon' hate it, they gon' have to face it. We rising to the top and we know we gon' make it. Me and my people, we don't worry about the other shit. Me and my people, we don't worry about the other shit. Me and my people, we don't worry about the other shit. Surrounded by the greatest and we moving like a covenant.
Jay Rise with Me and My People. Do support Canadian artists, Canadian talent. Go and check out some more of his stuff. You can find him on all the social medias as well. And finally, I have one last track for you. It's by a relatively fresh face in the industry. She performs simply as Erica, and she's one of the few artists to really attempt the R&B sound in Chinese music. Now, she recently released her first full album called I Am Erica, and a song from that album is what I have for you today. It's called Round and Round. It's a simple, happy song singing about simple things, enjoying a nice day, wanting to be free of troubles, of constant hustle. You just take a moment and take in the scenery. Enjoy what's around you. Focus on the good stuff rather than the stuff that gets you down. Now, on this track, there's a lot of emphasis on acoustic sounds. Personally, when I heard the song, I loved the use of the ukulele. I think that is a very underrated instrument, and I think it deserves a whole lot more love than it gets these days. So that will do it for this week's Asian Wave 101. If you have any requests for me at all, don't hesitate to send it my way, asianwave101@gmail.com. If you have a thought on this week's news, do send it my way as well, asianwave101@gmail.com. I want to hear from you. Thanks again to Rachel for dropping in today. And that is it for this week's Asian Wave 101. Coming up next is El Sonido Latin Roots with your host, Daniel Hernandez. Take a moment, sit down, and stick around and enjoy the upcoming show. Stick around for that, for sure. And that is it. Really, that is it. An hour just goes by that quickly. I'm your host, Steve Zhang. Thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. I will talk to you again next time. Take care. Erica with Round and Round to play us out. Yeah.
天涯海角，偶遇
listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory here in Vancouver, British Columbia. My name is Daniel Hernandez, and I will be today's show host with El Sonido Latin Roots. We're going to begin today's show with a very, very old and arcane sort of Latin groove by the band called Sonora Dinamita. This is a very, very important band in Colombian history, due to its their importance in innovating within the genres of cumbia, merengue, and various sorts of tracks. So we're going to start off with the song Yo La Vi by Sonora Dinamita, straight off the record here from CITR Studios in the University of British Columbia. Hope you enjoy.
Yo la vi, compadre, yo la vi, no era ni sombra de lo cantera. Yo la vi, compadre, yo la vi, no era ni sombra de lo cantera. Esa mujer que a mí me hizo sufrir, hoy es una pobre cabaretera.
Yo la vi, compadre, yo la vi, yo la vi, yo la vi, yo la vi, compadre, yo la vi, yo la vi, yo la vi.
Yo la vi, compadre, yo la vi, quise gritarle lo que merecía. Yo la vi, compadre, yo la vi, quise gritarle lo que merecía. Y fue tan grande el dolor que sentí, que se inundó de llanto el alma mía.
Yo la vi, compadre, yo la vi, yo la vi, yo la vi, yo la vi, compadre, yo la vi, yo la vi, yo la vi.